This is an RNIB talking book.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Darwin and the Beagle by Alan Moorhead.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. The Meeting. One of the fascinating things about Charles Darwin is that he really does seem to have been one of those men whose careers quite unexpectedly and fortuitously are decided for them by a single stroke of fortune. For 21 years nothing much happens, no exceptional abilities are revealed. Then suddenly a chance is offered, things can go either this way or that, but luck steps in, or rather a chain of lucky events, and away he soars into the blue, never to return. It all looks so inevitable, so predestined. Yet the fact is that in 1831, no one in England, certainly not Darwin himself, had the slightest inkling of the extraordinary future that lay ahead of him. And it is next to impossible to recognise, in the brooding, ailing figure of the later years, this blithe young extrovert on the brink of his greatest adventure, the voyage of the Beagle. Events moved so quickly that he could hardly take in what was happening. On the 5th of September 1831, he was summoned to London to meet Robert Fitzroy, captain of HMS Beagle, a ship which the Admiralty was sending off on a long voyage round the world, and the suggestion was that Darwin should be offered the post of naturalist on the voyage. It was an astonishing idea. He was only...